Colleges have had to rein in one of their biggest fall traditions because of the pandemic. Eric Stock reports Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan Universities are planning homecoming events, but they're not all the same.
Illinois Wesleyan University kicked off a homecoming week unlike any other in its 170 years on Monday. Because of the pandemic, all homecoming events were moved online. Director of Alumni Engagement Adrian Powell says the university decided it was best to make this year's homecoming all virtual, even though many students and faculty are on campus.
That was really our first priority, to keep the students safe, of course, faculty and staff, and then, of course, our alumni. We didn't want to, you know, even have small events that might turn into something bigger, which often happens.
Powell says you can do most events online, but they had to get creative as they handed out annual alumni awards. The university hand-delivered the awards to this year's recipients, masked, of course, and posted it all on the university's website.
So it was really special to be able to engage with them and get to know them a little bit better. And they were just thrilled to be a part of this.
Illinois State University says it is prepared to do more online events for homecoming. Director of Alumni Engagement Stephanie Duquesne says they've already run through every scenario imaginable.
I think we're at plan Q at this point.
Duquesne says ISU decided the biggest part of homecoming is the football game. So when the Redbirds had to shift their season to the spring, the university decided to move homecoming from October to next March or April.
We know that that is a very large part of our homecoming celebrations next year. So in 2021's homecoming, it'll be 100 years of homecoming. So 100 years ago in 1921 is when we played our first football game. So we wanted to keep those traditions together.
That means ISU would get to host two homecoming football games in its 100th homecoming anniversary year. Beyond the game, Duquesne says it's hard to say how much of homecoming will look the same.
We don't know if we'll be able to, say, host the homecoming parades in person, depending on what, ISU's, safety concerns are and the state.
Duquesne says another reason ISU wanted to wait until spring is fundraising. She says it's better when you can bring alumni back to campus.
Our colleges and schools invite alumni back and steward them with our Alumni Day luncheon and use that opportunity for our alums to speak to classes and those things. And a lot of times, that results in gifts. So that is a huge impact.
But Duquesne says ISU is prepared to hold more events online if necessary. Adrian Powell at Illinois Wesleyan says much of the university's fundraising is done online now, but she says it will be harder to engage alumni this year by doing just virtual events.
I think at this point people are a little zoomed out and there's a little fatigue there. So that would be wonderful, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Powell says online events have given some alumni a chance to be part of their alma mater again, if not in person. She says those events may become homecoming staples as long as we eventually get over Zoom fatigue. I'm Eric Stock.
Powell says all the reunion classes have postponed activities until homecoming next year, but the 50th anniversary class will take part in a Zoom call this week.